So your first request is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9. Prabhupada subtitles Canto 9 as liberation because there are 10 subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the 9th one is liberation. So this chapter 11, Lord Ramachandra rules the world. In other words, he was banished to the forest because of Kaikeyi, who was poisoned by Mantara, and simply to protect the honor and word of his father, he accepted the hardships, 14 years in the forest, with Sita and Lakshman. And Ravan, of course, kidnapped Maya Sita, not the real Sita. And then, with the help of the demigods who had taken birth as big, big monkeys, headed by Hanuman, Sugriv, and others, Ramchandra destroyed Ravan. Hanuman destroyed Ravan's capital, Lanka. And then Ram and Sita, Lakshman and Hanuman went to Ayodhya, and Ramachandra ruled the world. And during the whole time, Bharat had put Ram's shoes on the throne, and he had some hut or something outside the capital. And what was he eating? Barley cooked in the urine of a cow, living just as austerely as his illustrious brother. And Bharat greeted Ram when he returned, and Ayodhya was finally happy. So this chapter tells us a little bit about how Lord Ram ruled Ayodhya. Maharaj Parikshit wanted to know how the Lord conducted himself while reigning as king of Ayodhya. After accepting the throne of the government by the fervent request of his younger brother Bharat, Lord Ramachandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the entire world. So those brothers, Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience to all the citizens and residents of the palace and supervise the government affairs along with his other assistants. And during the reign of Lord Ramachandra, the citizens saw the Lord personally supervising the affairs of the city in much opulence. Lord Ramachandra resided in that palace with his pleasure potency, Mother Sita, and enjoyed complete peace. Without transgressing the religious principles, Lord Ramachandra enjoyed with all paraphernalia of transcendental pleasure for as long as needed. We must remember that Ramachandra lives not on the material platform. Lord Chaitanya warns us not to have a hellish mentality, thinking that when the Lord descends, somehow or other he is on the material plane. No. Even he descends, he still remains on the spiritual or transcendental platform. And therefore we cannot judge the Lord by means of material rules and laws. No. Whatever Ram was doing, whatever Krishna was doing, was all on the transcendental platform. We must always remember that. There is no tinge of materiality in the Lord's manifest pastimes. Thereafter, Lord Ramachandra accepted an acharya and performed the sacrifices with opulent paraphernalia. Thus he himself worshipped himself, for he is the Supreme Lord of all demigods. He donated his kingdom to the priests and brahmanas. After thus giving everything in charity to the brahmanas, Lord Ramachandra retained only his personal garments and ornaments, and similarly the queen, Mother Sita, was left only with her nose ring and nothing else. All the brahmanas were very pleased with Lord Ramachandra, who was greatly affectionate and favorable to the brahmanas. So, this is something I think you had mentioned previously. You are choosing these sections because you want to hear how the Lord reciprocates with his devotees. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that as you surrender to him, he reciprocates. But now when someone becomes pure devotee and someone who has the opportunity to be with Lord Ram, these are special. You cannot be in the entourage unless you are very, very, very special. So here it says, he was greatly affectionate and favorable to the Brahmins. And we see that also with Krishna. When Narada came, how Krishna worshipped him. When Sudama came, even though he was so poor, Krishna seated him on his bed. Rukmini was fanning. Krishna washed his feet. And everyone was surprised in the palace. Look how Krishna is worshipping this poor old Brahman. We sing one mantra. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. And Prabhupada would often say, Krishna's first preference, cows, then the Brahmins. These two things represent the best of Vedic culture. People ask, like when I go to high schools and colleges, why you worship cow? There are so many reasons. Here we see God's favorite animal, cow. Not dog. That's man's best friend. God's favorite animal is cow. When I was working, I worked as a bookkeeper for about 7 years in Westwood. So my Jewish boss discovered after some time that I was Hare Krishna. So when he found out that I was a devotee, he was laughing and joking that you worship the cow. He said, I think this is silly. So one time I had gone to his house. He lived in Brentwood. And when I went to his house, he had these two huge dogs. I had to deliver something on a Saturday to his house. And he came out. He had this big lawn in Brentwood, and he came out with the two dogs. So I remembered that. So I said to him, how would you like it if I came to your house, killed your dogs and ate them? How would you like that? He said, I would kill you first. I said, now you understand how I feel about cow. For you, dog is best friend. You probably sleep with the dog in the bed. You think dog is so great. And you won't let me touch it. So Hindus, nobody can touch cow. All the demigods are in the body of the cow. What an offense. And what does Lord Chaitanya do? Lord Chaitanya told Chandakazi, for as many hairs on the body of the cow, that's how many years you have to spend in hell. And how many cows people are eating? They don't know. Ignorance is no excuse. If I get stopped by the policeman, like coming here, I was on the 55, is it? No, not 55. 22. I was going 100 miles. But in time, I figured I better slow down. And just as I slowed down, I saw a policeman on the motorcycle. I said, thank you, Krishna. Because I wanted to get here. And they were going so slow, so I was going in and out. I even went, don't hate me, I even went for some time in the diamond lane. 100 miles an hour. But I got over just in time, and sure enough, within 1 minute, I saw that cop. Maybe he was looking for me, but I, as soon as I saw him, 60. Krishna gives all intelligence. So, we have to always, always remember that cow is sacred, Brahmana is sacred, Krishna showed us. Let us continue hearing about Lord Ramachandra. Come and get blessings, you and your wife. Come. Everybody is getting blessings today. All right? Hare Krishna. Thus, with melted hearts, they returned all the property received from the Lord. They prayed that since He had entered their hearts and dissipated their ignorance, they had already received the supreme gift. They therefore did not need any material benediction from the Lord. They also glorified the Lord with nice statements, appreciating Him as the supreme personality of Godhead. Yes. Prabhupada used to say, a Brahmana, very important quality of a Brahmana, is that whether one is in opulence or one is poor, one is the same. And Sudama is the best example. Because all his life he was poor, but his worship of the Lord was very good. Then, at the end, when the Lord blessed him with all opulence, his devotion didn't change. He was the same Sudama. That's a real Brahman. We see the Pandavas, when they were in state, they behaved religiously. When they were in the forest, when they were in exile, they were the same pure devotees. They didn't succumb. Once, while Lord Ramachandra was walking at night incognito, hiding himself by a disguise to find out the people's opinion of himself, he heard a man speaking unfavorably about his wife, Sita Devi. Men with a poor fund of knowledge and heinous character speak nonsensically. So fearing such rascals, Lord Ramachandra abandoned his wife, Sita Devi, although she was pregnant. So two things here. I like this. In my language, I like to say, God is cool, man. See how cool he is? He goes incognito because he wants to see how the people... I like that. He wants to see how people are thinking of him. So that's something cool. Now, don't ask me because I don't know. I know the question everybody asks. Why Ramachandra banished Sita? Prabhupada doesn't say anything about it. So since my spiritual master doesn't say anything, I don't speculate. Perhaps someone higher than me can give some answer. I cannot. Please forgive me. Thus Sita Devi went to the ashram of Valmiki Muni and gave birth to twin sons, Lava and Kusha. Being forsaken by her husband, Sita Devi entrusted her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni. Then meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra, she entered into the earth. So she came from the earth, entered the earth. The cycle, pastime is complete. Remembering the exalted qualities of Mother Sita, Lord Ram could not check his grief in transcendental love. That's an important point. Again, I mentioned, when the Lord comes, He's on the transcendental platform. So when we see Ram is calling out, Sita, looking for Sita, when Sita is crying in the Ashoka Grove, waiting for Ram to come, and this pastime, please don't think materially. On the absolute platform, on Ram's and Sita's platform, the transcendental platform, there is no difference between happiness and distress. They're the same. It's ecstasy. Same thing when we read the next two sections. The gopis cry, but that crying is actually spiritual bliss. We have no way of really understanding that because we, unfortunately, are on the dualistic material platform. Little by little, we're coming to the transcendental platform. Little by little, we can begin to understand. But it may be hard. So that's why Shukadeva Goswami Prabhupada, they remind us, don't think materially. After Mother Sita entered the earth, Lord Ramachandra observed complete celibacy and performed an uninterrupted Agnihotra Yajna for 13,000 years. Prabhupada mentions that when Ravan stole Sita, Ram could have manifested thousands of Sitas. All right, he got one Sita. He could have married so many Sitas. But he didn't, because he was teaching everyone a very valuable lesson. That the husband must give all protection to the wife. Lord Ram took the vow, Eka Patni Brat. Krishna didn't do that. Krishna married only 16,108 wives, manifesting renunciation. But Ram, one wife. And by going through the whole thing with Ravan, Ram was teaching us men, you have wife, you have to give full protection. Are they doing? You tell me. Very good. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramachandra placed his lotus feet in the hearts of those who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet beyond the Brahma Jyoti. Yes, Prabhupada says, all the incarnations have their own planet. Nrisimhadev has his planet, but he's not in that half man, half lion. He's in his Narayan form. And Ram has his Vaikuntha planet. And those who are pure Ram bhaktas, they go. Lord Ramachandra returned to his abode, to which the bhakti yogis are promoted. Yes. If you're a karmi, you cannot go. You're a jnani, you cannot go. If you're a regular yogi, you cannot go. You have to be bhakti yogi. You have to be devotee. That is your passport to enter Vaikuntha. So we're all devotees, yes? So I'll see you in the spiritual world. Your ticket is booked. The flight date is coming, but your ticket is booked. That is what Prabhupada is offering. Chant, 16 rounds. Follow strictly the four regulative principles, and you will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. This is the place to which all the inhabitants of Ayodhya went after they served the Lord in His manifest pastimes. In the spiritual world, the pastimes are always going on. It's not that when Ram and Krishna come down here, that in Vaikuntha the Lord is missing. No, He's always there. Just as even though it becomes night, the sun is still in the sky. We can't see. So on earth, the pastimes are coming and going. But in the spiritual world, they forever, eternally go on. There's no gap. It's not that the people of Ayodhya are waiting, when's Ram going to come back? Come on. No, He's always there. Now, Shukadeva Goswami will give his purport to this chapter. Things that he wants Maharaj Parikshit and us to keep in mind. The attraction between man and woman, or between male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among such controllers as Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is the cause of fear for them, what to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world. That's us. We're attached. We are not sannyasi brahmachari. We are attached. Lord Ramachandra's reputation for having killed Ravan with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods, and for having built a bridge over the ocean, does not constitute the factual glory. Lord Ramachandra, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes, has no equal or superior. Therefore, you'll see this word in the first verse of Bhagavatam purport. Asam Mardava. No one's equal to, no one's greater than God, like Ram, Krishna. There's no one equal, no one greater. And therefore, he has no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravan. Yes, another question, because you probably know, and people ask, why did Lord Ram pray to Lord Shiva before building the bridge? Is that a question? That one I can answer. He was showing everyone that he can also become the devotee of his devotee. And also teaching us that when there is a great devotee, we should give great respect. Krishna also told Arjuna the same thing. Worship of my devotee is more, shall we say, advantageous for you than direct worship of the Lord. We see in Prabhupada's temple, first prayer at 4:30 in the morning, Vande Guru Sri. Then at 7 o'clock, after Govindam prayers, Sri Guru Charana Padama. Prabhupada himself is teaching us, worship the devotee, then you will get God. So, Lord Ram told all the demigods, take birth as monkeys and you will assist me. He was giving them service. Anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy. So, thanks to you, we have gotten this benediction from Shukadeva Goswami. We've heard about Lord Ram. Now our dividend comes. We will become freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.